Today we are speaking with the noted biblical scholar Elaine Pagels, the Harrington Spear Payne Professor of Religion at Princeton University. I asked Professor Pagels about the abiding importance of stories for both adults and children.
Seems to me that the way that we as human beings make sense out of the world, the way that we find a sense of meaning and tell ourselves what the world is about is a kind of interior storytelling that is part of the way we dream. I mean, dreams tell us narratives in a way, or make associations between things that don't otherwise make sense. I think it's just part of the way as humans we instinctively process experience. Stories are ways of dealing with conflict and hopefully moving toward a resolution. That is, the stories that I like move toward hope, usually. And religious stories are like that. You know, the terrible things happen. You know, people are made slaves and so forth and killed. But then they're delivered. Or Jesus dies this terrible death, but he comes back. And those stories move us toward hope when we're dealing with the things that are most overwhelming. Yes, actually, I was working on some very ancient religious stories from 2,000 years ago and dealing with my 5-year-old son, who was watching avidly He-Man, Master of the Universe, on television, and She-Ra, Princess of Power. Now, this, I realized, was entirely either taken from these 2,000-year-old stories, because it's about Prince Adam. It's about a prince who's hiding and who has to fight with Skeletor, who is a tyrannical, death-dealing, frightening character. And this child knew that he was dealing with this power that was dangerous and malevolent. And he was, in fact. He had an illness that was terminal. And he knew that on some instinctive level at the age of 3 or 4. And he knew that he was dealing with Skeletor and that he had to fight. And so this story of He-Man was a very powerful story, because you know that the end of the story is going to be 15 minutes long, that He-Man is going to win, and it's going to turn out well. And these were stories of enormous encouragement. Another important story source is the child, right? Mm. Because if often children will come up with their own stories, and if they're allowed or invited to talk about them, tell the story, write the story, they come up with their own stories because they have them within them, too.